Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 115, Peak Times of Creativity versus Diminishing Returns. When I read The War of Art some years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe less, my sense of time sometimes, my memory is amazing, but my sense of time is so distorted. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Personal problem there. Anyway, when I read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, first thing, of course, was just like the revelations. I was pretty blown away. I mean, it's amazing. It validated a lot of things that I thought. One of the things that I came to, you know, in years leading up to that, I came to understand about myself was that there appeared to be a time, a window, when I was writing or doing work online where I was most excited, most creative, and most productive. And then outside of that window, meaning starting too early when I'm not in the right space yet, or conversely, you know, pushing too hard into the afternoon or evening would yield diminishing returns. The quality of my work would just fall off sharply. And I would just continue to push and just kind of spin my wheels. Not really tapping into creative energy anymore, but just trying to be productive in the name of productivity. And when I read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, he talks a lot about his own life and his own routine. And I'm not remembering it exactly, but it's something like he starts at 9 or 10 in the morning and he only works till 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And then that is it. And he's done for the day. That's his creative energy expenditure. He knows himself. He knows when he's most productive, and he doesn't start before that, and he doesn't push after that time. And it really validated my feeling that there was a time of day when I was incredibly productive and things just flowed for me and I could crank out tons of quality content versus when I was just trying to make something happen or crank or grind myself and just didn't feel good, and the quality of my work suffered from it. So what I came to understand, so I'd already come to that point that I need to like be productive within a certain parameter and not necessarily outside of that. But when I read The War of Art, I definitively realized not only was there something to this intuitive feeling I had about trying to, you know, push past, you know, the time when my creative energy falls off, but also that it's okay. I can go ahead and establish that I'm going to have probably somewhere between 4 to 6 hours of creative energy. And then outside of that, it's going to be diminishing returns. It's going to be draining. And it's just going to be, I'm just going to be cranking out garbage, you know, compared to what, you know, if I stay within my parameters. So I landed, probably, this is also before I got really sick. And I had chronic fatigue before that, but after coming out of that, you know, so I also have to battle, you know, with fatigue energy after still, you know, recovering, you know, from, you know, an illness that, you know, takes 2 to 3 years to recover from when you're, you know, in life and death, right? And I landed on probably around a 4 to 5 hour creative window. Now, there's going to be people who can easily do, 6 to 8 hours, maybe even 10 hours. That's the thing, though. You have to figure out what works for you. Are you grinding? Or are you being creative? Is your work productive? Or are you just grinding yourself in the end of the ground? Are you destroying creativity by thinking that you need to be productive? I'm all about, you know, massive action, provided that it's directional, it's focused, and most importantly, it's inspired. I also did a post or a podcast about how creative energy is drawn to action. It likes movement. It likes kinetic energy. It likes a creative energy. Likes energy in motion. It's drawn to it. It's attracted. So, you know, you do need to be taking some actions. But that said, your actions should be inspired. right? Which which means that there's a certain enthusiasm and excitement about the direction you're going. So you do need to take action, of course, but inspired, you know, enthusiastic action about something that you're passionate about for a shorter length of time trumps, you know, taking massive action about something you're not excited about for 10 hours. There is an exponential factor, an exponential yield in results from taking inspired action that you're excited about for a shorter amount of time versus, you know, over something you feel mediocre about for longer. You're basically when you go for that many hours and you're not super excited about it, but you're just grinding and grinding, it's like being in the ocean on a yacht or a sailboat or something, and you got the sails up at full mast and there's just no wind carrying you. And so you're doing everything you can to get the boat moving. It's just exhausting. Whereas when you are working within the parameters of your creative energy, and you're only working when you feel creative, you know, meaning you've established the window that works best for you, the start time and the stop time of the day where you're really on fire. It's like suddenly now you put up one of the smaller sails. I'm not nautical, in case you haven't noticed already. I know nothing about boats. And suddenly, just the slightest breeze and boom, you're cranked out at 25 knots, you know, and you're moving. And that's the difference. You will get exponential returns, you know, using a smaller window where you are highly creative. Now, the other things, there's other factors too. You know, to the best of your ability, sequestering your environment where you won't be disturbed, putting yourself, you know, having everything in place. I mean, it's, of course, nobody lives in a perfect world. And some of us have kids, maybe even multiple kids running around. Working from home isn't so easy. You know, if you're one of the parents who, you know, you're working from home and there's kids running around, you know, it's difficult, you know, especially if they're young, you don't have a babysitter or whatever. So, you know, nobody lives in a perfect world, but in a perfect world, or to the best of your ability, you want to sequester your environment, you know, have boundaries in place where you won't be disturbed. You know, for many of us, the right music, you know, plug in your headphones and get the right music going. Some people can't. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Silence, you know, the best type of space or desk or, you know, workspace. You know, a plant or two, if you like plants, a window, open window. With a view. These are also things that I believe Stephen Pressfield mentions to a certain extent in his book, The War of Art. By the way, if you haven't realized now, it's one of my most recommended. It's in my top 10 recommended reads of all time, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. So, you know, he discusses having, you know, the perfect environment. He even has a little bit of a kind of a, I don't know if it's an incantation or ritual or whatever, where he invites the muses, he calls them, to help him with his writing. And his craft, of course, is writing. And he's brilliant at it. But, you know, he invokes the muses, you know. But at the same time, he doesn't sit there and wait for inspiration to hit. He just starts, you know. He has a start time and a stop time, and he starts every single day. You know, and his book is now aptly named The War of Art, right? Because you have to move through resistance. That book is primarily about resistance. You know, but specifically what we're, you know, of course I'm, you know, diving into a very specific section of the book, which is, you know, your creative window. When does it start? When does it stop? You know, how do you feel when you feel, and establishing that. And I'm, you know, I can't guarantee for everybody, but, you know, my perception is that most people will become much more productive and ultimately potentially successful in our artistic endeavors were they to operate in this way, you know, where they feel out whatever window of creativity works best for them. whatever environment works best for them. And they fight, you know, for those items, those things, you know, fight to establish those in their life and creating boundaries and, you know, working your, you know, if you also work a 9-to-5, that's tough, but you got, you know, you have to do what you have to do, right? You know, so you figure it out, you know, what's going to work best for you. Some people that are working 9-to-5s will only be able to have 30 minutes to an hour each day to set aside, you know, but you do it anyway, you know. And the interesting thing is when you feed that creative part of yourself, it starts to come alive. And the more alive it comes, the more that it will work for you to actually live that lifestyle, to make that lifestyle full time. Anyway, kind of rambling at this point. So that, you know, that's the thing. That's it for this episode. Hopefully, you know, this was of benefit to you. As per always, if you're interested in coaching, head on over to ChristopherPinkley.com, fill out the Work with Chris form. If you are interested in a one-off spiritual coaching session, I still do those. It's where I basically unravel and figure every single thing out that's going on in your life and get you on the path, answer all the questions. That's a one-off session. I don't do consultations for that because, generally speaking, the conversation is the session. But if you're interested in the Quantum Age Entrepreneurs 3-month one-on-one coaching program, then you fill out the Work with Chris and we set up a consultation, and that's for people that are really ready to catch fire and level up, to break through barriers, you know, and do big things, right? So either way, I'll talk to you guys soon. Take good care, getting some good rain here in Northern California. Very exciting time. The New Year's coming up, and getting ready. We're getting ready. Big year ahead of us. Take care.